less than 24 hours after receiving her second dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, she was unable to move from the neck down.
Last month, a Tennessee woman who was left partially paralyzed after getting her second dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
Only 11 spoke with a local woman who says she lost feeling in much of her body just hours after getting Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine.
You are, as you write, one of the unlucky ones who suffered, who was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Secondly, Jimmy Kimmel, viral this. I fight to eradicate childhood malnutrition from the planet. And until they release the flight logs, you, the mainstream media, Hollywood, are all pedophiles to me. Eat dick.
Alrighty then, folks, we are back. We are back. We are back. Welcome back. As the motherfucking plane goes overhead, I am recording this semi-early in the morning. I'm trying to record it now before my kids wake up and want me to start making them five-star breakfasts and shit. Man, it's to the point now to where I feel like movies should give you a disclaimer if there's going to be some gay shit in it or if they're going to make a character gay for no reason. Especially movies where it's a kid's movie, right? Or like where it's a movie that you would take with your family. And this, it's a movie that you would watch with your family. God, I don't know how to talk early in the fucking morning. But, me and the kids, we wanted to watch Shazam on Max. It's already gay as fuck. HBO changed their name to HBO, from HBO Max to just fucking Max. Anyways, we get to watching Shazam. Within the first minute, one of the Shazammers, the Mexican, the kid who's the fat Mexican, he, for no reason whatsoever, and none of this is integral to the plot. This is what's so gay about this shit. Is it's not like, all right, let me tell the story first. So within like the first 5 minutes of the scene, the fat Mexican kid, they're watching baseball, and it cuts to him looking at a magazine with the dude with his shirt off. All right, that's strike one and two right there. It's like, you don't need to explore that anymore. It's already weird as fuck. And again, this is Shazam. This is a movie that you would go, that's, it's billed as a family movie, even on Max. It's in the family section. It's a movie that you would watch with the family. All right, that doesn't seem very, 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 family-ish. Then later on, towards like the very end of the movie, the Shazammers have to tell their family, they have to come out of the closet and tell their family that they're all Shazammers. And in the middle of doing that, the fat Mexican dude doesn't realize that they're talking about, we have to tell him the secret of being Shazammers. We have to, he takes it upon himself to come out as gay. And there's nothing wrong with you being gay, but this shit was forced. Again, it wasn't integral to the plot. After the dude came out as gay, I'm 100% certain he didn't have any more dialogue in the movie. And you know, I can understand if, you know, he had to come out as, he came out as gay and the dude had to then in the plot, they needed, somebody had to suck a dick in order to save the world, you know, and then he comes in, he was like, oh shit, well, I was already gay, so I might as well throw the cock while I'm here. But again, it didn't happen. The dude didn't need to be gay. No dicks needed to be sucked. So it wasn't integral to the plot whatsoever. He came out as gay. Didn't say any more words after that. He's not even the main character in the movie. He's a side character of a side character. Just some dude in the background. And so then, you know, so I do the responsible thing. I Google it. I Google Shazam director. I put Shazam director gay. And then I read a couple of articles of his where, again, you would think that this dude is the main character of a movie. But they were like, the director was like, yeah, no, we felt that it was really important to have him come out as gay. Again, it wasn't. No dude needed to get fucked in the ass. No, there was no gay dick sucking that had to happen in order to advance this plot forward. It just happened to, again, check a little box to get moving. And then I'm like wondering, like, who's asking for this shit? Are there like gay people kicking down the doors of like all major studios? And like, are they like threatening these people with, like, I don't know, do they catch these people with like kid porn or something? Why is everything gay? I don't understand it now. I don't want to stick too much on it because it's a stupid ass fucking movie anyways, but it's just like, oh no, they're obviously forcing it on us. But like, why are they forcing it on us? Like, I don't know. I'm predicting in the next 2 to 5 years is going to be, you're going to be considered gay to be heterosexual. Like, you're going to get made fun of. Like, kids are going to get made fun of at school. They're like, yo, this dude likes a girl. Yo, what are you, some sort of faggot? You like women? The fuck is wrong with you? It's going to be fucking crazy. The gay dudes are going to become the jock bullies. And the straight males are going to have to suffer. And what's funny is I was hearing this rhetoric a few years back. But see, I don't know. People are weird because people always want to go to race. Because they were claiming that the straight white male was the one getting attacked. But honestly, I just think it's straight males. Like, there's been some weird agenda to feminize men. I noticed it happening a lot when dudes were like dressing up as women for skits, like when they were doing like vines and like the short form video comedies or video skits, I should say. And I always thought that was weird because I was noticing like dudes acting super effeminate, and that was what was getting them the most views, was them acting like bitches. And I don't fucking know. I just feel like there should be a label or there should be a warning before watching a movie, especially if it's one that's supposed to be in the family section. If there's going to be any hints, or if any character decides to come out gay, or they're doing some gay shit in there, it should be a warning. It's an attack directly on our youth. They want our youth to be gay. They want our youth to trans out. They want to cut off your children's genitals, of course. And the shit is getting out of hand. They're trying to normalize pedophilia. They did it in that movie. In Shazam, the same movie where a dude is coming out for gay for no reason. One of the cripple kid who is the main side character to the real Shazam guy. And this is what's crazy because I fucked with the first Shazam so hard. But anyways, he establishes a relationship with a woman who is 6,000 years old. It's very clear in the movie that she's 6,000. She says it to him. But because she looks young, they still let their relationship go on. There's a big kiss. They're all hanging out and shit at the end. So now they're trying to normalize pedophilia. It's this Hollywood media and entertainment system that the Jews control is getting terribly out of fucking hand. It is getting terribly out of fucking hand. I recently watched a... it's crazy because this thing only has 418,000 views. Should have well over a million views. Like, I see WWF clips that have more than a million views. But this shit was damn near mandated by government and by a lot of major corporations that held this shit over people's heads. I watched a whole an 18 minute 45 second COVID-19 vaccine injury compilation. And though I knew about some of these cases, man, a lot of this shit got swept up under the rug. A lot of people, a couple of, like, even a couple of hours after getting the vaccine, were becoming paralyzed. Some people unfortunately died. A lot of kids got injured. And, you know, it's like, did we forget about this shit, or do we just not give a fuck collectively as people? Again, remember, this shit, at some points, you were forced to show documentation to get, like, to show that you were vaccinated, to go on cruises, to get on airplanes, just to get in certain fucking, certain stores. You had celebrities, you had politicians, calling for, saying that people who weren't vaccinated should remove themselves from polite society, and it was on them if they couldn't get any food. You had all this shit. You had that evil bitch of a person, Dr. Fauci. You had him obviously campaigning, and, you know, if you're going against Fauci, you're going against science, you know, doing all this, saying all that shit. At one point, he was championing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You know, obviously that shit gets pulled, because it was killing people. That shit gets pulled, but prior to that getting pulled, he was on record saying that it was safe and effective. People that were taking the trial vaccines were getting hurt. You had all this shit. All that shit was getting covered up. And yet they still force you to take the shit. I still see commercials on Cartoon fucking Network where they're having gay ass fucking Elmo talking to his fucking dad who's black voice. So it's like, I don't know. Are they trying to say Elmo's black? But he's gay. So they are, because they want black kids to be gay, especially black boys. They want them to be gay as hell. You know, they got them two fucking puppets, two imaginary fucking puppets talking about the COVID-19 vaccine, saying how safe and effective it is. Even though we know it's not, we know it's not safe and effective for kids. You have that, then, you know, you couple that with the compilation of, again, some of the people I knew about it, but there was a lot more people that got hurt that I didn't know about. And I'm sure there's a lot more that you either can't find on video, you know, or there, it's just not reported. But it's like the current president pushed for vaccines in Joe Biden, the former president in Donald Trump pushed for these vaccines. And it's more than likely, I don't know how, but yet again, these two were going to be the main ones running for election in, I guess in 2024 or whenever the next election is. I don't give a fuck really anymore. But they'll give it to Biden. They'll hoe him out like they did Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, who's completely become a hoe, because he's such a bitch too, because he didn't even fight back. He claimed to be about all this change and he wanted to do all this shit, but when push came to shove, he bitched out. He folded. He didn't put up a public fight. It's like he got cucked. As soon as they gave it to Biden in 2020, you know, he pretty much bowed his head down and was like, well, we should just support Biden through and through, which is gay as hell. It's so crazy that these are supposed to be grown. These are supposed to be the people who run your fucking life. And they have the attitude of vote your party no matter what, which, like, if we were to say that shit, if we were kids in school, right? No matter what grade, you could take this across the board, no matter what grade you're in. If we were kids in school, and we were hanging out with what we determined to be our party, right? So if we were hanging out with our group of friends, our party, and our group of friends decided to throw rocks at cars, right? We didn't do it, but our group of friends were, but they were our party, right? These are the people that we aligned our values with. These were the people, yeah, you know, these are the people that we aligned our values with, and, you know, they were part of our party. They went through throw rocks at a car. You didn't. They all got in trouble. They all get in trouble. You get in trouble too. But then you tell, like, you tell the principal, you're like, well, hey, I was just, you know, I was just hanging with my party no matter what. Like, you get what I'm saying? Obviously, it's a stupid-ass example. It's early in the fucking morning. I can't really fucking think right now. I just smoked. I don't know why. But you get what I'm saying? Like, that vote your party no matter what. It's such horseshit. That's, like, the most immature thinking. But again, these people are the ones that make the laws that we have to abide by. And these are the same people who are forcing you to get, who are trying to force you to get vaccinated a couple of years ago. Now we know, like, some years later, we know that shit doesn't work. Turns out that they were trying to hide the fucking, the information from the vaccine trials. Like, they wanted to bury that shit for, like, years. In the same way they bury shit about JFK, while they won't just come out and say that the CIA killed JFK. It's, again, they do all this shit for, I'm jumping all over the fucking place. I guess I don't know really where I was going with that shit. It's just, oh yeah, the two people who are going to be running for election again, more than likely, because they're not going to give it to JFK Jr., RFK Jr., I watched one of the most disappointing videos in a while. I watched RFK Jr. He was on Breaking Points, and Breaking Points was an independent news outlet that I once respected up until this point. But one of the hosts, her name is Crystal Ball. I like the guy Sagar and Jetty on there, the Indian guy. I like him. But he loses points in my book because he was sitting right next to, his co-host Crystal while they were interviewing RFK. And she started asking him about, you know, his stance on the COVID vaccines. I won't be able to do RFK justice, but he's not against vaccines. He's against the, ingredients in the vaccines, and he tends to focus a lot on that. But anyways, it gets later on into the interview, and she asks him about COVID vaccine, and he goes, you know, well, show me where I got it wrong. And then this bitch Crystal Ball goes on a fucking, like, she does a complete about face and goes full. She just starts spouting everything Big Pharma spouts off. And she doesn't let a guy who is running to become the Democrat nominee for president, she doesn't let him get a fucking word out. She constantly interrupts him. She keeps saying, we don't have a lot of time. It's false. It's fucking, it's a show on YouTube. You have as much time as possible. And she doesn't let him get a word in. Then she keeps saying, I don't want to debate you. While she does shit that women does. Like, she went full woman. She went full woman on top of full Big Pharma, which is, like, the fucking worst combination. Because you know how women are. Like, you know, she wouldn't let him get a word out. She was asking him questions. She was the interviewer. She was the interviewer, so, you know, as an interviewer, you're supposed to ask a couple of questions, get out of the way. She says she doesn't want to debate him, but in the title of the video, she says, it says, RFK Jr. and Crystal Ball debate the COVID vaccine. Well, it wasn't much as if it was going to be a debate, it wasn't much of one because only one side was doing majority of the talking. RFK Jr. just wanted to know where he got it wrong at. She couldn't produce where he got it wrong at, of course, because he's not wrong. Again, he's not against vaccines. He's against ingredients in the vaccines, which completely makes sense. And it's like, goddamn, this. So now they're getting independent media now. You know what I mean? But come to find out, this lady, so, you know, you dig a little bit deeper into this lady, Crystal Ball, who did a complete 180 of everything that she claimed to have stood for. Turns out, God, this sounds, as I'm talking, I'm listening to myself, and this sounds completely fucking boring. So I'm not gonna get into it. Let's see here. Man, I don't have a lot to talk about really today.